Leanne from Australia has asked this question. Is it legal for a secretary to use a voice recorder, she uses a phone, or he uses a phone, to record a meeting instead of taking notes? I, says Leanne, as chair, don't like this idea and feel that it might be a breach of confidentiality. Here's my answer. Legality is not the issue here. There's two more relevant issues. One is appropriateness or propriety, and the other is efficiency. There is, though, some legislation that actually dictates that minutes should be decisions and action and not discussion. And minute takers who record meetings tend to think minutes need to record what is said, and that's not what minutes are or should be. So those sort of minute takers tend to write what is called narrative minutes. And there's, in today's world of work and world of business, there's no place for narrative minutes. 40 years ago, maybe. Today, no. Let's deal with efficiency first. Recording a meeting is generally something you should avoid if at all possible. Our research shows that a meeting that is recorded has all downsides and no upsides. Firstly, people attending a meeting that is recorded tend to say what they think they should say and not what they really think, and so you get poor decisions. And so our research shows that in meetings that are recorded, the real decisions tend to be made outside the meeting, a very, very common phenomenon. Secondly, the meeting will tend to rely on the recording, which is very, very unwise. Thirdly, our research shows that a minute taker who records the meeting will on average spend three times, yes, three times as long as the meeting was getting the minutes done because they listen to the whole meeting the equivalent of three times. Their accuracy tends not to be as good as minute takers who take the minutes live. Finally, and by the way, they also tend to put off preparing the minutes because they have a recording. Finally, meetings which are recorded tend to be much more conflict-ridden as people argue over what was said and call for the recording when none of that is really relevant. The decisions and actions are relevant, not what people said. Now, I have no desire to denigrate Leanne's minute taker, but minute takers who record meetings tend to be old school. There is a mindset for minute takers who record meetings, and it is that they need to minute everything. Nothing could be further from the truth. Minutes are what is decided and what is done, not what is said. Now, here's an interesting little phenomenon, or truism, if you like. If you have a minute taker who takes shorthand, generally they'll take the worst minutes, because shorthand is a skill that is designed to take down every word, and that's not what minutes are. Now, my mother was a shorthand teacher, so while I can't do shorthand, I never have been able to, I do understand the concept. And I've had plenty, literally hundreds of shorthand people in my minute-taking courses over the years, and they all say shorthand is actually the biggest problem for them because their mindset is to take everything, and that's not what minutes are. Minutes should be taken directly onto a laptop computer and be available literally within minutes of the meeting concluding. For instance, I'm the company secretary for a professional association and I take the minutes. I take the minutes of the board meeting directly onto a computer while the meeting is running, and on average I have the complete minutes emailed to everyone within 5 minutes of the meeting closing. My record, by the way, is 90 seconds. Full and complete minutes, and at the next meeting not one thing was changed. They were considered to be totally accurate. Now, the other issue is appropriateness, and in my view, it's simply not appropriate for the meeting to be recorded. As I've said, it creates the wrong culture for the meeting, and there are no good arguments to record a meeting. I've worked with many, many organisations which do not allow meetings to be recorded. So what should Leanne do? As the chair, I suggest that she has a coffee with the minute taker and explain that she must no longer record the meetings. It's her right as chairman to say that, but I suggest that she gets the support of a couple of other board members as well. And if the minute taker says that they cannot take the minutes without recording, then they need to find another minute taker because that person clearly does not have the skills, or they need to send them to some training. Modern minute takers would not dream of recording a meeting. By the way, I'm developing an online minute taking training program, but it won't be ready for a little while yet. Leanne also mentions that the minute taker records the minutes on the phone. That's really dangerous for confidentiality because the phone doesn't belong to the organisation, I presume. So I suggest that that needs to stop immediately. There's lots of other posts on minute taking in this blog that you might like to look at, so just search for the minute taking tag.